Brilliance Audio presents
The Deadly Canyon by Jake Page. Thanks again, Lou, and invariably Suzanne. Author's note. Locals dwelling in the Boot Hill of New Mexico may be surprised to find that the Pelencillo Mountains have been slightly rearranged geologically to suit the author's felt needs. Never mind, this is just a harmless story. The landscape, as well as the characters and events herein, is imaginary. For the most part. Prelude. T. Moore Beaudry sat lumpishly in an outlandish wing chair, idly changing stations on the FM radio. The wing chair was half again as big as any normal chair, but T. Moore Beaudry was a large man and hated to perch with his knees together on furniture designed by some European colonist's version of what was polite during the time the Spanish invented the Inquisition. Spanish mission style, it was called, still a cherished part of the greater Santa Fe style. It was amazing, Beaudry thought, how much staying power those Spaniards had. A lot of people in Santa Fe still thought they had to sit on those uncomfortable Spanish colonial chairs, all wood, angular as a nun, with their hands clasped in some kind of obeisance to the past, while their fannies turned to plastic, and probably got splinters as well. T. Moore Beaudry wasn't about to have some kind of pew in his own house. He wasn't about to offer up comfort to any greater glory, be it God or even Santa Fe style. Mo had commissioned his chair from a young furniture maker who inhabited an adobe shed in Algodones, New Mexico. A small town along a little-used road, Algodones is not far north of the bland and reckless sprawl of Albuquerque, which plays Grand Rapids, Michigan, to Santa Fe's Barcelona, 50 miles north.